Good morning. You're listening to Community Radio, KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran, and coming up on today's Morning Magazine, we'll hear about wisdom, why we need it and why we need more of it in society. This is ahead of a talk on wisdom that's happening this Friday in Boulder. Well, what is wisdom, and are we in a time where we're having a deficit of wisdom, certainly, as it's playing out in public life? And how can we tap into our own inner wisdom? Well, that will be under discussion this Friday morning at the Boulder Jewish Community Centre as part of the monthly interface programmes. This month, Reynold Ruslan Feldman, who has written several books on wisdom, will be talking about looking for wisdom.
First of all, I would see wisdom as closer to understanding than knowledge. And knowledge is really quite instrumental. It's kind of a function of the ego. For example, I was an undergraduate and a graduate student at Yale University, and I took in a lot of knowledge, some of which I've retained. But after I left Yale, I discovered there were a lot of things I didn't know much about. Emotional intelligence, relationship, how I was going to make my living. You know, PhD in English is great. What do you do? Well, if you get a teaching job, you can do that. That's about it. It's what I wanted to do. So knowledge is value neutral. You can use knowledge for good or evil. You know, Darth Vader went over to the dark side of the Force, used his knowledge for bad stuff. I think wisdom usually implies making good decisions. And in fact, my wisdom mentor, Dr. Jonas Salk, most people think of him as the inventor of the first polio vaccine, the live vaccine. That's true. But his first non-scientific book was called Survival of the Wisest. And in that, and I had the opportunity for about a year to work with Jonas, which was really cool. And in that book, he said, evolution. He never talked about God, but he always capitalized evolution and had that certain je ne sais quoi. And he said, evolution is now calling for the birth of more people with a capacity for wisdom. And unless a critical mass of such people are born, he doesn't give the earth or our race much of a chance. Now, Jonas, what do you mean by wisdom? Okay, that's the term. He said, for me, wisdom is the capacity to make decisions which prove positive for self, others, and the largest possible context. You can be smart and also dumb. You can be really, really smart and you can abuse your spouse as a man. That's dumb. So wisdom really has a lot more to do with, I think, getting in touch with your, what I call your B&B self, your biggest and best self.
Do you think we have a deficit right now when it comes to wisdom, certainly as it's manifesting itself in a political context here in the US and really globally?
Yes, of course. I think if people are acting wisely, as Dr. Salk said, they're doing things not just for themselves. And their self can be their country or their tribe or their religion or what have you. But really, to the extent possible, for the largest possible, use a fancy term, impact area. They're thinking of the environmental impact of their decisions and their actions. Machiavelli, of course, wrote a book on how to gain, increase, and maintain power. And I think a lot of actors on the world stage, including he who will not be named, but it does begin with T, like Tesla, but it's not Tesla. Anyway, who act in a much more limited and self-enhancing way, it seems to me, in a Machiavellian way. But a lot of people don't know about another book by a Dutch theologian by the name of Desiderius Erasmus. He wrote a book, The Education of a Christian Prince. And in that book, he said, you know, kings and queens, well, mainly he was talking about kings and therefore princes, pre-kings, really need to be educated to do the best for their people and not just themselves. In fact, mainly for their people. That's their job. Unfortunately, when they get into power, they tend to start thinking of themselves. And of course, Lord Acton famously said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So I think right now we need a kind of worldwide wisdom vaccination program, kind of a public, foolishness is a public health issue, concern, crisis. Right now we have an epidemic, possibly a pandemic of foolishness, bad decisions, self-serving things, which ultimately don't really serve the self. They serve the ego, the lower self. Make a little plug for my book, since the plug for the talk. All my books about wisdom, 7 of them, are all, since I'm a teacher, university teachers, to help train people to be wiser in their life.
And you can hear more about wisdom this coming Friday morning when Reynold Ruslan Feldman will speak on Looking for Wisdom as part of the monthly Interface series. It happens at the Boulder Jewish Community Center and it's at 11:30 a.m. this Friday morning. You can find out more at interfaceboulder.org, and it also has more information about the many books that he's actually written about wisdom.